Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Boil down to one word for me. I think the great ones are seekers. They are seeking some sort of edge. They're seeking more answers to X's and O's. They're seeking how to be a better person, boyfriend, husband, father. Like, I just think the seeking doesn't stop. And it took me a while to land on that word, but when you're around the best ones, they're great listeners. They're asking more questions. Say, oh, let me file that away. And I think Sam and even Josh Rosen in this class, I would easily define them both as seekers.
That is Yogi Roth from the Pac-12 Network and Elite 11 quarterback coach, former USC player. He has coached and not just watched, but coached both Sam Darnold and Josh Rosen at the Elite 11 quarterback camp. Spoke to him Friday of last week. If you missed that on demand, great conversation with Yogi. Good of him to come on before he went surfing.
Yeah.
And seriously, that's what he said. He said, when he texted me, he said, all right, I'll get up early and then I'll go surf.
That's my plan. On our AT&T hotline, I don't think he's going surfing, although I'm not honestly sure where Mike lives, but maybe he is going surfing. Mike Mayock, NFL Network, joining us right now. Mike, it's Howard and Jeremy. Will you be going surfing after this interview?
Probably not this month or next month, or as soon as we get through the draft, we get a shot.
A little busy. Thanks. I feel like you spend pretty much every moment of every working hour for you in your home office where your tape machines are breaking down film all the time.
Well, that's kind of an appropriate comment at this time of year. And really what happens is I start in around July with the upcoming senior class. And it's kind of a fully encompassing job. And ironically, it's probably my job security because all the Tony Romos of the world that come out and finish and retire, none of them want to grind the draft. They all want to go sit in a booth somewhere and get paid a lot of money.
Yeah, I don't think you'll be surprised that being on a talk show in Buffalo, we're going to talk to you about quarterbacks a lot. First, in its entirety, Mike, as you look at the group of quarterbacks as a whole, what do you think of this year's class?
I would call it intriguing. And the reason they all have some holes. Most of them are underclassmen. But there's an awful lot of talent in this class. And I also think there's some depth in the class that we don't usually see, meaning some quarterbacks like a Luke Falk or a Mike White, guys that don't have the same buzz as the first-round guys, but might go in the second, third, fourth round that are kind of interesting also.
I want to get to some of those guys, but first we want to start with the main guys. As you, again, look at the top guys in the draft, the most pro-ready guy right now, Mike, and again, this is through the draft process, there hasn't been the combine, you're still doing all your film work, but at this point, who do you feel is the most pro-ready of the quarterbacks?
Well, let me put it this way. Josh Rosen from UCLA is the most pure thrower that I've seen in a while. That doesn't mean he's the best quarterback, but as far as talent, as far as an ability to make every throw on balance, accuracy at all three levels, he's outstanding. And if you're play a flag football game, he's your guy. Now, and I don't mean that as a negative to him. I'm just saying he throws the football beautifully. I've got a bunch of questions about whether or not he can survive an NFL pocket. And that becomes a completely legitimate conversation as to, okay, he's not as athletic as I thought he'd be. He was a good tennis player as a kid. He looks athletic, but he can't get out of trouble. And he also has a very tight frame. And when you combine those two, you worry about durability. And then you look at him as a three-year starter. He missed half of 2016 with a shoulder injury. And then this year he had two concussions. So regardless of which quarterback you guys want to talk about today, there's going to be some potential and upside on one side, and there's going to be a couple concerns on the other side.
Is there – okay, let me flip it in the other direction. Is there a guy you look at that you say, boy, you know, incredibly raw, but upside ceiling is tremendous for this guy?
Yeah, I think the kid from Wyoming, Josh Allen, is kind of pops off the film. And to give you a brief capsule on him, he's coached by the same head coach that coached Carson Wentz at North Dakota State. And ironically, they're both 6'5", 237 pounds. They're both really good athletes. As a matter of fact, on the physical side, I would tell you that Josh Allen is a better athlete than Carson Wentz with a bigger arm. So physically, I'm saying that he's better. Again, just physically, his talent is just as good or better than Carson Wentz, who could have been the MVP of the NFL this year in year two. Now, Carson Wentz comes off in a meeting in an interview like Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Matt Ryan, Drew Brees. You just know who Carson Wentz is immediately. And I don't know who Josh Allen is, and he's much more raw than Wentz coming out of college. But his upside is amazing.
I thought it was interesting, you and the rest of the guys at NFL Network, Mike, watching the Senior Bowl practices and the game on Saturday, some of the throws that he would make. Now there were throws that you guys would all point out. He would miss some throws, and then there were others where he would just show off his arm strength. But I'm curious, he did not have a productive year stats-wise at Wyoming. You mentioned Wentz. Wentz had a very productive college career and some team success, too. Are you worried about Allen not having great numbers at Wyoming this season?
I'm not worried about his overall numbers. I'm worried about one number, and that's his career accuracy number, which is 56%. Now, he only threw the ball 649 times in his collegiate career. That's very similar to Wentz. Almost every other quarterback in the draft has thrown it over 1,000 times. So you're looking at a limited repertoire of throws, and at 56%, that's my biggest concern. The biggest question I have on this kid, aside from he's very raw, is – okay, very rarely do college quarterbacks with poor accuracy numbers all of a sudden come into the NFL and increase the percentages by 5 to 10%, which is what this kid is going to have to do to become a successful quarterback in the NFL. And therefore, you've got to sit down and really break him down as to why is his number 56%. And part of my answer is from his footwork, his feet. I think he gets himself in trouble when – doesn't reestablish his feet underneath him. He's so athletic, he thinks he can make a lot of throws, and then he throws from an awkward platform, and the ball comes out wild, and he wonders why. So I think he's going to have to be rebuilt a little bit from the ground up.
Mike, how much of this process is scouting not only the player, but evaluating whether or not he had a good coach or a good coaching staff? I think about Josh Allen. I think about, you know, you've got six different guys that could go in the first round, six different coaching staffs. And one of the things I read a lot is that when you're a college quarterback, you don't necessarily always get the level of coaching that you probably need, because the college coach needs to win games and send you along to the NFL. And if you're raw and if you have bad footwork, well, I mean, that's your problem to figure out in the pros. I mean, is that a thing that talent evaluators will talk about in a meeting? Like, hey, he's got bad footwork, but I don't know, his coach doesn't know what he's doing, or his coach didn't invest a lot of time in him in that regard.
I don't think it's about, in his case, coaching, because as I said a minute ago, it's the same coach that had Carson Wentz, Greg Dahl. So from my perspective, I think what happens sometimes, especially, I think it's less about the coaches and more about the type of offenses they're in. However, Josh Allen is in a pro-style offense where he's under center, and I think it's more that he's so athletic and he wants to extend plays and make plays that sometimes he's throwing – from crazy platforms where he thinks he can fit it in, and because he has such a big arm. And I'll give you an example. When I was in college, the first two games I played my senior year were Pittsburgh and Stanford, and those two quarterbacks were Dan Marino and John Elway. Okay? They were sophomores in college. They had huge arms. But like most big-arm quarterbacks, they thought they could throw it through coverage. And we picked them off like nine times in two games. Now, those two guys learned how to anticipate, make throws before guys got open, and they came in and they improved their footwork immensely when they got to the NFL. So I think this guy has huge talent. He's got an awful lot of work to do. But, you know, when you look at his upside, it's staggering.
Mike Mack with us, if you're just joining us from NFL Network. Mike, if the Bills don't or can't trade up, they are at 21-22. Are we talking, well, who's left if they want a quarterback and they can't move up? Are we talking Lamar Jackson, Mason Rudolph? Would one, would both be there? And what do you think of those guys?
How do you like Kirk Cousins?
That's expensive, Mike. I mean, I personally wouldn't give him $140 million.
And it's not just that. I've got a couple of people texting and tweeting about Cousins. The thing about Cousins is he has to choose you too, and I'm not sure that the Bills have a situation that, you know, that Kirk Cousins might want to pick.
Well, I just throw that out there because I think it's an intriguing year in free agency, more so than usual. You've got three Viking quarterbacks that technically could be available. You've got him, and then the Eagles have a situation with Nick Foles that, you know, he's the MVP of this year's Super Bowl. He played three great playoff games in a row, and he may be available in a trade. So I think for the first time in years, we've got a little bit of an intriguing free agency quarterback market, which has to be part of this conversation. You guys are a playoff team. You know, you bring up, and by the way, I'm a huge believer in your head coach and your GM. I think Brandon Bean and Sean are tied at the hip, and I think they know what they want. So when you start looking at some of these other quarterbacks, and we can go back to the draft, but, you know, is Baker Mayfield going to fit into their locker room would be the first thing I would think about. Mm-hmm. Just watching the moves they made this year. And I like Baker Mayfield as a player. I went into 4 or 5 hours of tape on him about 6 weeks ago, and I was highly skeptical when I went in. And I came out of it going, wow, I got to be more respectful. This kid's got a big arm. He extends plays to throw, not to run. He's highly accurate, really competitive. There's a lot to like about Baker Mayfield, but you've got to kind of swallow the whole package. You've got to be aware of the other things, too, and get comfortable with that. You know, I spoke briefly about Josh Rosen earlier. I don't think, you know, I think somebody's going to fall in love with his arm talent. And then you get to Lamar Jackson and Mason Rudolph, mm-hmm. who are polar opposites, but both intriguing. And the Lamar Jackson thing, here's what I would say to you guys. Michael Vick was the first overall pick in the draft years ago, right? This kid is just as fast with as much or more running ability than Michael Vick did. And his arm is just as whippy, just as big as Michael Vick. And he's not very accurate, and he makes a lot of mistakes in the pass game, but he's the most electrifying running quarterback I've seen maybe in my life. And he's going to make plays in the NFL. Deshaun Watson came in and made plays immediately. Now, Deshaun's a more polished thrower, but this kid's going to make plays with his legs. And somebody's going to fall in love with that. Somebody who feels like they can convert their offense and commit to this kid. The concern's going to be durability/injury. But he's intriguing. He's a playmaker. You got to put on a different hat when you look at him and say, this is who we're going to be. And then there's Mason Rudolph, who is a pocket quarterback. He's got a good but not a great arm. He's got the kind of a Kirk Cousins arm, which is more than enough in the NFL. He's accurate at all three levels, might be the most accurate deep ball quarterback of the draft. Not great escapability, again. Mm-hmm. He's another one of those guys who can't move a whole lot and has got to throw with anticipation, timing, and accuracy.
Mike, one other thing I had, my final thing would be beyond day one. You know, I know Mike White had a nice Senior Bowl. You guys,
Kyle Lauletta
didn't have a chance to see Luke Falk, although he was in practice during the week. Beyond day one, if it's day two or day three, and the Bills want to address quarterback, you got any intriguing names?
Yeah, I mean, I think you just hit on three of them right there, and I thought Mike White opened some eyes. You know, the tape I watched before I got to the Senior Bowl, and I only had a chance to watch two of his games, I thought he was one of the few college quarterbacks that threw with anticipation and accuracy, and you could put Luke Falk in that same boat. And typically, we already talked about the big arm gunslingers. The guys that don't have as big an arm, it's ironic, they're the ones that have to learn at an early age how to throw with anticipation and timing. And both those guys already have that. They can throw guys open. They anticipate holes before they see them. Both of those guys, I believe, are really interesting. I like them a lot. And then you mentioned Lauletta, who had a big Senior Bowl game, and Lauletta doesn't do anything that overwhelms you, but he does everything pretty well. I think he's probably going to be more of a day three guy. But, you know, we just went through about nine quarterbacks, and about the and typically in an NFL draft, only 12 quarterbacks get drafted. That's the average over the last 5 years. So there's nine of the 12 right there, I believe.
Well, as much time as we spent with quarterbacks, Mike, the Bills are probably right. They'll go ahead and take two defensive players at 21 and 22. So,
hey, the defensive tackle class is loaded, fellas.
Ooh, they need a defensive tackle.
Yep.
So, all right. Hey, Mike, thanks. I appreciate you giving us some time. I know you're swamped this time of year with requests, so thank you for taking some time off and talking to us up here in Buffalo, and enjoy the whole process.
Hey, I wish you guys well. Thanks for having me.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.